From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Now, next hour, small alien creatures, also giants, with Stephen Quayle. Get ready for that. Well, here's some news of the day. In Virginia now, it is all over, as Republican Senator George Allen conceded. The U.S. Senate was handed to the Democrats now, and the person who wins, Jim Webb. Before he spoke, Webb waved a pair of combat boots in the air, a campaign trademark for the former Navy secretary whose Marine son is fighting in Iraq. "We have a much stronger Democratic Party," he says. So now the Democrats control the Senate and the House. That balances out the Republican presidency. We'll see what happens. Let's hope both sides can work together and put this nation back on track. One of the greatest newsmans I've ever seen, CBS newsman Ed Bradley, has died of leukemia at the age of 65. CBS Ed Bradley, a pioneering black journalist who became the network's first African-American White House correspondent, passed away at New York's Mount Sinai Hospital. With his signature earring, he was considered intelligent, smooth, cool, a great reporter, beloved and respected by all colleagues, according to Katie Kirk. The 2006-2007 season was Bradley's 26th on 60 Minutes. He joined the broadcast during the 1981-82 season. He also anchored and reported hour-long specials. CBS newsman Ed Bradley, dead at the age of 65. A major manufacturer of store brand acetaminophen recalled 11 million bottles of the pain-relieving pills after discovering some were contaminated with metal fragments. There were no immediate reports or injuries. The company that makes this is called Perrigo, said it discovered the metal bits during quality control checks. The company passed 70 million pills through a metal detector and discovered the metal in about 200 capsulets. According to the Food and Drug Administration, the fragments ranged in size from micro dots to portions of wire one-third of an inch long. The recall affects bottles containing various amounts of 500 milligrams. Perrigo bills itself as the world's largest manufacturer of the store brand non-prescription. They did not give a list of the stores that they said they had this. However, we do know that they do make pills for Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Costco. This ingredient is also in Tylenol, but Tylenol is not affected, The recall, they say, should not cause a shortage of acetaminophen. In Los Angeles, the city is paying $2.7 million to settle a lawsuit from a black firefighter who claims he suffered racial discrimination after coworkers served him spaghetti laced with dog food. The city council approved the award by 11-1. Something is happening on Saturn. They are seeing colossal hurricane-like storms. They don't know what it is. They simply say, well, it looks like a hurricane, but we're not sure. This thing is 5,000 miles wide. Winds are howling on Saturn at 350 miles an hour. Picked up by Cassini as it passed about 210,000 miles from the planet. You know how so many of us see 111 or 1111 all the time? In a moment, we're going to be talking with two people, Johnny Rose and Peter Melton. The Oneness Minute, that's next on Coast to Coast AM. Now, we're going to take a few minutes to talk about a worldwide meditation program. It's just incredible. John Oldham, also known as Johnny Rose, is known for selling roses, singing songs all over St. Louis for the last 26 years. His spiritual journey began in his home as the son of a fundamentalist minister. As a teenager, Johnny chose to dedicate his life to the Unification Church. He now lives his life according to his core belief that we are all one. Fueled by this belief and his desire to do his part, Johnny and fellow Humanities team member Sue Kilmnick created a global mass consciousness project called the 1111 Oneness Minute. The 1111 Oneness Minute is a daily worldwide meditation designed to remind all of us to pause for a minute every day to acknowledge that we're all in this together. First of all, let's say hello to Johnny Rose. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Hi, George.
Good to have you with us. Good project, by the way. Peter Melton is a master storyteller. He shares that gift through the spirited fables that he writes, through his campaign for a new unified peace sign, and as the co-creator and marketer of unique campaign strategies for artists and authors. He has worked on campaigns with many of the big names in the New Thought movement, from Neil Donald Walsh, Pathways to Peace, and Jimmy Twyman, to James Redfield and the Go Gratitude Experiment. By bringing the Oneness Project together with alternative marketing, he's created the opportunity to spearhead the campaign. Peter Melton. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Hello, George and listeners. I'm great, and it's a thrill to be on your show. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Johnny, I'm going to bring you and Peter on now at the same time. Let's talk a little bit about this. First, you, Johnny, if you would. As you know, I see 11-11 all over the place. Does that have anything to do with this Oneness Minute, the fact that people are seeing this number wherever they go?
Well, it's an honor to be on your program, and because I am a part of the program, I've listened to Art from the time he came on the radio in St. Louis 15 or 16 years ago. I just, I'm all the topics, 11-11, you had Shelley Yates on a couple times within the last couple of years, and she talked about 11-11. And I, too, as you, see 11-11 everywhere I look. And so I know that, you know, there's something magical. There's a portal. Something I've heard that 11-11 is a portal. You've had Glynis McCann's on. She talks about the magic of 11-11 and being a portal to enlightenment. So I want to, you know, I know the world has changed. We all know the world has changed since the attack on the World Trade Center, the tsunami, the end of 2004. Katrina, where we saw one of our own cities essentially destroyed and our own citizens, we were unable to take care of them and help them. We're at a different time, and I want to know, I'm asking the question, what can I, John Oldham, what can I, John Everyman, do to make a difference? And this is what I can, well, with the help of my humanities team, friend and teammate, Sue Kalimnik up in Chicago, we talked about a daily meditation, and we decided to do it 11-11, and then she got on with the core team of humanities team, and they made the suggestion the Oneness Minute. And so we've been doing this since January, and now with the help of Peter Melton, who is a viral marketing genius or guru, whatever, we've put together the website. And we're ready to launch this on Saturday, which is November 11th, 11-11-06 at 11-11.
Good timing. Peter, tell us a little bit about this this push, this website, onenessminute.org.
Yeah, well, when John contacted me, I'd been familiar with the humanities team and knew how they had a strong mission to remind people that we're all one. And so when he was telling me about the 11-11, I'm like, well, look, they're all ones. You know, look, the clock is showing us that we could be all one even. And as we started formulating this campaign, I'm like, this is so easy and so great, and so many people connect to the magic of numbers and connect to 1111. You know, it just lines up. All the ones are lined up. You know, it's the ones we've been waiting for. There's just all the fun and plays with words, and it just ties into this thing that's so true for me and such a part of how I want to make a difference on the planet, is to create ways to remind myself and remind others that we're all one.
Now, John, you would like people to take 1 minute out of their daily life routine worldwide to meditate. Tell us what you think that's going to accomplish.
What I think, because originally I thought, you know, well, you know, like our coast experiments have done, to focus on, like, when you focus on healing the horse who was injured last year, or on specific needs like a drought area, and to focus on external things. But what I've learned from my humanity team teammates, or was reminded, was by By being, and Gandhi said, he said, be the change you wish to see. When I change my perspective and understand who I am, that I am connected to everyone in this globe, there's one global network of, there's one like soul of this earth that we're all connected to. And to connect to that and to be there as I enlighten myself in this 1 minute every day and do this on a regular basis, then I'm changing myself and I'm changing the world that I live in.
Now, is there information on the website, Peter Melton, what people can do and how they can do it?
Yeah, the way we set up the website is you come to it at onethisminute.org, and there's a little one-minute flash movie that kind of explains what we're talking about, how we can all feel connected. And then it suggests ways that really it's just being aware of 1111 and pausing for a moment or a minute or a couple minutes, feels really good, to just focus on how we're all one, knowing the power of our individual thought and knowing the power of our collective thought. We know that this is going to add positive energy to the planet. So then there's other ways you can get involved. You can get an email every day for 30 days, a month of oneness, messages in your email box to remind you every day in your email. And then we have a few other items. We have a poster you can get, a free poster where you just pay shipping and handling, and we'll send you a poster to help remind you. Or we've even created this book, or I wrote the book, called Waves of Oneness, which is a cute little fable about how two waves came to remember that they were part of the ocean, in a similar way that we, as expressions of the divine energy, are connected to it.
Peter, do you think we can harness the power of so many people concentrating at roughly the same time on the same subject matter?
I do. I'm feeling it, and I'm an eternal optimist, but I'm feeling that something's going on with this planet. We're already deep into this shift that so many people have talked about, and we're getting it, and we're coming together in a way that just feels so powerful. I think that we're evolving before our very eyes, and it's happening. We're catching on to the fact that if we're going to make this together, we've got to do it together. Like you said, we are literally all in this together. And watching that unfold and feeling that unfold and knowing that there's people all over the planet focusing on that oneness, I just know that that collective energy will continue to ripple and have wonderful effects around the planet.
Johnny, it sounds like what you're trying to also accomplish here is to take this massive consciousness that you have witnessed from all of us here at Coast to Coast and coordinate it, and then maybe eventually start steering it in certain directions. I assume with the use of the Oneness Minute website, you may be able to start channeling people to specific tasks. Is that true?
I don't know that focusing on a specific task one way or another is the most important thing. As I say, being the change, as I awaken, you know, this connectedness, we're connected. George, you know it. We're all connected to each other. And you and I are connected together as friends. And we're all connected no matter what color we are, no matter whether we're Democrat or Republican, no matter what, we're all connected. And I want to take it one step further because I know that we're also one, and you and Art have the GIF people on, and we're connected to the people who have been here before us and the people that will come after us. We're all one spirit, and that's the important thing to me.
Tell me about the Humanities team, John.
Humanities team it's a natural spinoff of Neil Donald Walsh's work of Conversations with God. I know he was on, I believe, the program last week.
Right.
It's a worldwide, it's a reaction to people who have read his books, Conversations with God, and who want to bring the message not of Neil Donald Walsh, but of the new spirituality, of the fact that, you know, there's no one religion. You know, we are all on a spiritual path, and religions are in the head. And God bless my brothers and sisters in all faiths. But spirituality is who we are in the heart. And it's not something about belief. It's what we know.
I don't want to categorize this as New Age because I don't like that. I think this is more of finding the direction of this planet and getting so many souls involved. Is that pretty fair?
Yes, it's about being who we are. Whatever we do for a living, You know, I mean, there's even, I heard it said the other day that in one of my spiritual groups that there even the people that are homeless are masters, are guides that have come here to guide us and to touch us in a special way, to awaken us to compassion. So we're all united in this.
Peter Melton, of course, you're the expert in putting together this alternative marketing plan. What would you like people to do?
Well, as I put my intention out to the world, I think it's pivotal that we all, well, I want in my dream of reality here, that we all come together, that we all begin to remember and continue to remember that we're in this together, and therefore begin to treat each other that way. And obviously, if that was the core thought that we're operating from, then we're going to do the things in our daily lives differently as we look at the other person as ourselves. I mean, it's not the golden rule for nothing. Do unto others as you would have done unto yourself, because they are you. And as we come to own that and come to really know that in our hearts, you can't look at anybody else the way we used to look at other people and think of them as other, but rather to think of them as part of myself. There's a part of me right there. I'm God playing Peter, and you're God playing George. And it really is just a game that we're playing at the energetic level, because we know we're connected at the energetic level, and we've put on these little forgetting bags that we call bodies and signed up to forget a little bit, but we're winking at each other underneath it energetically. And now we're coming to know that within our humanness, within our illusion of separation, we're breaking through that, and we're remembering, oh yeah, we set this all up. We really are all in this together, and we're coming to remember that in a way that's, it's just funny at the deepest level, and it's magical at the human level. And I can see the next 20 years unfolding in such a powerful way for our planet as this consciousness just sweeps across the planet.
Johnny, does this campaign, and that's what I'll call it, the Oneness Minute campaign, does this battle this massive negativity which we see permeating around this planet?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gandhi, who of course was a martyr, said, "Be the change you wish to see." As I change my perspective and understand that other person, all we have to do is change our definition of self. You know, we always said that selfishness is a bad thing. Well, it's okay to be selfish, but if we define ourselves, define self to be larger, that definition of self is that other person is part of me. And when I'm aware of that, then I can't do something to myself that's gonna hurt myself. And this is an awakening. And to understand, as in the Palestinian and Israeli conflict, even when somebody's about to set off a bomb, the question can be asked, what hurts you so much that you have to kill me to heal your wounds? This is a deepest discourse that is time to ask the deepest questions, to look into each other's eyes. Neil Donald Walsh said, when I heard him speak here in St. Louis 5 years ago, he said, when you're in the middle of an argument or a fight, take 10 seconds, stop, look in that person's eyes. You'll fall in love with that person all over again and forget what you were fighting about.
And you know, Johnny, one of my favorite sayings, you listen to Coast on a regular basis, simply is, we are all in this together. And I would hope that through at least this one campaign that people can channel themselves and at least make this a better planet to live on. You know, I believe after a number of experiments on this program, many of which you've just related to us, that this can work if people start thinking in a very positive direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we just... it's magic. It's there. You know, I even sent Art. I know that Art got involved with this, and then he got a little scared because he realized the power.
Yeah.
But when we focus on our beingness, rather than just on external results, but when we focus on who I am and in that connection to everyone else, then that's magic. And we don't have to worry about what the ramifications are.
All right. So the website again is, Johnny Rose?
OnenessMinute.org, O-R-G.
It's up and running right now.
It's up and running. I'll see you at 11:11.
All right. Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, George. Pleasure to be in. Thank you, listeners. Love you all.
Love you all.
Good luck. All right. Well, hey, this is another take on this 11-11 that we see all over the place. Now, in a moment, one of my favorites, Danyon Brinkley, joins us. He's died several times. He's come back to talk about it. He's next on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, Stephen Quayle joins us as we talk about giants and little tiny aliens. An incredible story. So make sure you're part of Coast to Coast when we're talking with Steve at the top of the hour. We are giving you a classic Malachi Martin interview, not one, but two, with an After Dark newsletter subscription. The first one we gave out 2 years ago. We're giving it out again. The second one is an oldie. You'll love it. To subscribe to the After Dark newsletter and take advantage of getting the two CDs, the programs, call 1-888-727-5505. That's 1-888-727-5505. Or you can go online, safe and secure, at coasttocoastam.com. Danyon Brinkley, respected worldwide for his inspirational lectures on the near-death experience, hospice care, complementary and alternative healing practices, and self-awareness. Since 1977, Danyon has worked diligently looking for the best way to integrate conventional and complementary medicine. Having survived numerous brushes with death, Danyon is an expert in the dying process. He was struck twice by lightning and has since survived heart failure, open-heart surgery, ruptured hematomas, brain surgery, and a massive grand mal seizure. That first lightning strike radically changed his life, and Danyon became a hospice and nursing home volunteer. He has also supplied support in the story compilation of the Chicken Soup for the Veteran's Soul. His contribution was used to improve awareness of the needs of our veteran community. In 2006, Danyon was nominated for the VA's Special Secretary's Award for Outstanding Service to American Veterans. He is our guest this hour on Coast to Coast AM. Danyon, my friend, welcome back.
George, thank you very much for having me on this special evening preparing for the Veterans Day Memorial.
Well, you have dedicated your life now to these veterans, and I have got to compliment you not only from the bottom of my heart as a past veteran and because of my father's role in World War II, but Danyon, I've never seen anybody work so hard for a cause in all my life.
Well, I think, George, everybody finds it. You know, everybody finds what they're dealing with. Number one, I am a veteran. And then number two, I've had a near-death experience, been through three of these experiences. Then number three, when my mother was taking her last breath, she said, take care of your dad. And my dad was a veteran, and he was a disabled American veteran, and I started taking him to the VA. And this is like 1984. I was interested in hospice and did hospice works for 28 years, but all of a sudden I found a new world to live in about those who have served this country, what they need, what goes on in their everyday life, how the world sees them, and the issues that they deal with every day. And as I just became so addicted to it that I drive my wife crazy, my children, and all my friends, I decided that there was things that as one person, I could do something about it, and I could take what I have learned and what I know and apply it in ways that supports that veteran who's already paid.
I remember last year you asked us for some help in getting Christmas cards to soldiers. How did that go?
Listen, George, why I love to be on this show. We of Coast to Coast, we who search for answers, we who live in the night, we shut the place down. We put so many Christmas cards in Iraq and Afghanistan, more than they had ever received in history, so many that they didn't ask me to do it again this year. So what people at Coast to Coast have to understand, and what I thank them so very much for, is although we keep our eyes in the heavens and we search for the odd and unusual, the natural, the strange, and the informative, we are very grounded, we're very patriotic, and we mainstream what we believe to be true. And when I came on and I said, okay, George, this is what I need, they rallied, because it's all about supporting the men and women and the wives and children of those who are serving this country and those who have served it. And, you know, I'm going to ask the same stuff tonight. If you go to Danyon.com, there's my annual Veterans Day report. There's three places on that report that you can just key into and make your presence known. And I ask everybody who's listening, because if you just go to those places, no one's selling you anything. I'm not asking for anything except to show your support. I want 1,000 people, George, to go to these. There's two websites or three websites and a 800 phone number. And just to call them up and say, we support Danyon and what he's doing, because I'm trying to push companies and push people into understanding we can't keep waiting on the government to do what it's supposed to do. We have to come together and create as a people in a new election cycle, in a new, supposedly starting over, we can on 11-11 make an enormous difference.
You know, Danyon, we constantly have soldiers going to Afghanistan, going to Iraq, but we have a lot coming back home. What are we doing as a nation when those soldiers come back?
Not enough, George. This is really important. And why I love you guys letting me on. We are in the midst of the most ultimate crisis in dealing with our veterans than we've had since the end of Vietnam and since the aftermath of Korea. We have so many people, and I write about it in the Veterans Report at Danyon.com. We have so many crises that are coming as like the perfect storm. We're losing 60,000 veterans every 30 days, and they're going to keep dying at this rate till 2012, because it's the World War II, and then it's Korea, and then the first of the Vietnam, because they're our age. So what we're having now is a massive crisis, even without Iraq and without Iraq and without Afghanistan, and the other places, the other 37 places in the world that veterans are now serving. So what we have to realize is we have to get behind issues, and we as the everyday person who lives and loves this country, who happens to probably know someone who has served, and we must push the issues. The biggest issue The biggest issues facing the veterans' health care is funding. It is never going to be funded enough, because it's at the political whim of whatever mood the politicians are at that particular time. So what we have to do is make it aware. So tonight I want to give a couple of little ideas. We have 66,000 veterans passing every day. If you have 66,000 passing every day, how many is waiting tomorrow? I mean, yesterday, I mean, tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So at 66,000 every 30, you probably have 500,000 people sitting waiting for that moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Think of this. Now, you got to think of this. With that many numbers passing, that's almost 700,000 passing. 35% of them are married. So now you're looking at 1 million people. And in order to get buried in a military graveyard, there's probably 150,000 people who want to be buried, because that's the last honor that they have in serving, and they made their wives and children promise. It's a 3-year wait.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, great. The funerals, they did not anticipate putting these military burial sites in place.
No.
And now to have closure, you have 150,000 waiting. Then come to the front end. Right now, you have 800,000 applicants, some Vietnam, some World War I, World War II, but a lot of Afghanistan, Gulf War I, and Gulf War II. 800,000 backlogged claims for the VA to process.
They'll never get to them. How are they going to get to them?
Never going to get to them. And so what they do, in order for you to be able to go and get into the VA, they've prioritized it. And what you have to do is, before you can get any kind of benefits, you have to see a primary care physician. The average wait is 2.5 years. If you look at 35% of them are married, then you're talking 2.1 million Americans sitting and waiting, hoping with the illnesses and diseases that they're going to get a chance, and how it affects the family unit and the family.
Waiting for 2.5 years for treatment?
Before you could see a primary care physician. Then you apply for treatment.
Oh, my. They'll be dead by that time.
Why do you think you let me on this show?
Yeah.
And so what I've done is I've been in the VA system 24 years. I have over 20,000 hours at the bedside. I've been with 358 people taking their last breath. I understand the end of life and palliative care processes, laws, and rules and regulations in the United States as well as anybody. What I've tried to do is I created the Twilight Brigade, which is overwhelmed, but I have over 6,000 people trained in the art of palliative and end-of-life support. After having these near-death experiences, George, you know, one day I never believed any of this. The next day I was dead, and the day after that I became everything I never believed. And I said, like, we all have things in our lives that impact on our lives, that are monumental events or things that happen that affect us. Mine happens to be death. So I decided to take death from what we call coast-to-coast reality, but what the so-called world of reality thinks, which is woo-woo, and mainstream it into the number one hospital program in the United States and take it to the veteran. So that what I could do as Daniel Brinkley, as one person that had this experience, is train other people in what's going to happen and what's going to occur so they can be at the bedside to help that veteran who's leaving this world have a moment of understanding and help the family who stays behind be able to have closure. All these things that I'm describing right now are creating the lack of closure, which is creating mayhem. And then, like, if you go to Daniel, I go into the major things that's occurring within the population of the present-day veteran as well as those in Gulf War I.
How is your health, Daniel? I mean, you've been battling yourself. Do you have the strength and endurance to carry on with this?
No. And so why I turned to Coast to Coast and the people who have supported me through years and years and years, George, I am overwhelmed. I fund this program. I do the trainings. I travel. I raise money. I support. And I have over 20,000 hours at the bedside. But for me, it's a mission. If it wasn't for Catherine, my wife, and the kids and everybody who's my friends, like you and Tommy, and you come and you say, okay, Danny, what can we do to help you? Because I am driven, people who've read Saved by the Light, The Secrets of the Light, at Peace, and who go to Daniel and read the month-to-month reports, they know that this is a mission that I've taken upon myself but also was given to create a way to reduce the fear of death and to empower people that they, as powerful beings, can make a difference.
Good for you, Daniel. Love you for what you do.
Well, but you know what, George? Good for all of us. We of the night, the people, I know everything about death. I know there's a life after death. Anybody that doesn't think there's a life after death has never been dead.
By the way, I would love to get you back for a full show on that to talk about, again, what have you. You know, we've got so many thousands of new listeners who come onto this program now all the time. Some of them actually haven't heard of you yet. And I think these incredible stories of how you died and what happened to you are well worth having you back again.
But sure, George, what it does is gives people a way. Even people can listen to me. I work in the VAs. I mean, I deal with death every single day. I didn't just have an experience and go off on some fantasy. I took it to the bedside where I, as a human being, with what I learned over there, can apply it to making a difference in people who don't know what I know and to train people. I think it's really important, as this new administration, this world we're now living in, that we come together and we take on issues and really support those issues. There is nothing greater than to support the system that needs to give the veteran the very best care. Because, George, we have PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. This is it and percussion brain trauma are the two deadliest events that's going to affect us over the next 20 years, even after this war. And if we don't take a look at these things, then we're going to have men and women walking the streets, just like after Vietnam, lost in a certain world, not treated because there's 800,000 in front of them, and we're going to see a lot of horrible divorces, a lot of killing, a lot of flashbacks, and this is it's so documented that the government is overwhelmed with doing the research on it, and we must take it up. What I'm asking everybody is, when you think about your Christmas donations and you think about the stuff that you do, think about me and the Twilight Brigade, and go to Daniel.com, and there's three places, George, like I said. There's three places where if you go there because you heard me and you make your presence known, it's the VFW, which they need people to sign up. And what you sign up for is you put your name on a list, and on that list you go to every congressman and senator to ask support brain percussion trauma. The other is a place called Veterans Care Plus. It's a product and a service that shows what the government's not doing, but also tries to fill the gap. The other is diabetes. And diabetes is so rampant in the military and in the civilian world. And there's a phone number that I hope everybody, I need 1,000 people, George, to call and go do this for me, and to call this 800 number and to say, support Daniel in what he's doing. Doesn't cost anybody any money. Nobody's trying to sell anybody anything. But it lets them know that we live coast to coast. We listen, we read, we observe, and we're not going to let anyone get away with what they're not doing, and we're going to support the people who do.
How about more than 1,000, Daniel?
Well, at 1,000 people, I hope 10, like we did with the Christmas cards, George, we shut them down. They had the trucks, the mail trucks were backing up to the place to where I cried, George. I was so damn proud of myself and us. I did not know what to do. And I said, whoa, we are who we are. We rise to the occasion and we do it. And for all the years of when Art started this, and you keep it going. I believe, just like the guy who was on just before me, the 11-11 moment.
Yeah.
Well, I believe what we do when we actively go to Daniel and we call in support, especially that phone number, it's about three quarters of the way down. It's diabetes and it's diabetes awareness. And what I think we do is we are proactive as coast-to-coast Daytonians. And we get out and we make this difference. And we are that moment of silent meditation. Because just like when I ask about the Christmas cards, my God, it poured in, and I'm asking again. And you know what, George? What's happening in the world is a rapid change like they were talking about earlier. It's happening. There is a convergence coming, and everyone who's in this sees it. They just don't know how it's going to manifest.
That's true. We feel it.
But it's up to us to manifest it. When I come back on the next show about when it's just about Daniel, let's do 2012 and let's look at all this stuff that I've gathered, because in 1975 when I had that first near-death experience, I didn't know there were visions, George. I just wrote them all down when Raymond Moody started all of this of what I thought was a part of the near-death experience, and then in 1980 the crap started coming true. And it's been that ride, and we are in a transition that is a natural part of the cosmology, and we have to act accordingly, and we have to be responsible, and I think this is one of the ways. You know what? I'd like to do this, George. I want everybody, if more than 1,000 people go to these sites and call, you will have done me the greatest service that you could ever have done, and it's just Daniel.com.
And that's Daniel.
And just punch up Veterans Speech. It's my annual report. And you get a chance to look and see what's going on and what we can do about it. I don't like to whine, George. I like to come on. I like to tell people what's going on and find the solutions and find the remedy.
And let's get it done, Daniel. Hey, right. Daniel. Look, I want you to have a just fantastic Veterans Day and weekend.
You're gonna make it. And I want to thank Shane and Evan for helping me so very much, and you guys.
You got that right. Go to Daniel.com. Help him out. Daniel. There's a link at coasttocoastam.com. Monday, by the way, we will have our special Veterans Day salute while I'm back in Los Angeles. We've got some things going on for you. Thanks.